The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The Panthers return from the bye, refreshed and ready to go. The first step on the home stretch requires a trip to the Meadowlands to face the New York Jets. Defensive coordinator takes a short ride to relive some distant memories. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera. From Bank of America Stadium, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, Mick Mixon. The head coach, Ron Rivera. And your host, 16-year NFL veteran, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome inside the Panthers huddle. The Panthers hit the reset button on the 2017 season during the bye week. Now they look to continue the momentum they had heading into the break. And with good reason, the value of every game during the stretch run is magnified. The hope is getting back a few healthy bodies will help the Panthers cause. The spirit on the practice field picked up when veterans like Ryan Khalil and Greg Olsen returned to practice after the bye. With the Panthers right in the heart of the playoff race, they will need all hands on deck when they face the New York Jets.
You can do all the cross training and all the conditioning and weightlifting and all that, but until you go out there and run around and move, you know, it takes you a little bit to get your legs under you, get the rest of your body going.
Now, if Olsen is ready to go, Cam Newton will certainly benefit, as will the Panthers offense. They started to put all things together during the current three-game win streak, and now the Panthers are more balanced.
That's been our main focus, being that November, December team that wins late in the season. And that tells a lot about your team. So we're geared for this. We're ready for this.
Time to welcome Panther head coach Ron Rivera into our studio now. Coach, fall break was a blast, but it's about time to buckle down, get ready for final exams. But how do you think your players and your coaching staff benefited from the bye week?
Sleep. Lots of sleep, Mick. You know, it was really kind of nice to get a chance to reevaluate ourselves, see where we are, see where we potentially can go. That's probably the most important thing, was the chance to look at us. And I thought we did a nice job of it. We had a nice practice on Monday, got the guys back, got them rolling, had a good day. And then Wednesday, Thursday were exactly what we needed. You know, I thought the guys are focused, and we need to go into this stretch run.
Got Ryan Khalil back at practice working some, Greg Olsen the same way. What do those two infuse your football team with?
Well, first of all, it's experience. I mean, having those guys back and their experiences is, you can feel that. You can feel the energy they had. You know, the hard part about Ryan is, you know, he's probably still another week away. Greg, ready to roll. Real excited about how Greg looks.
How did he do on television in the Vikings-Rams game, in your estimation? Because you've been a broadcaster as well.
I thought he did a good job. I really did. I thought he added something to the broadcast. I thought his insight, the things that he knew, things that he pointed out, he did a really good job. And, you know, the big thing is when he was talking, more like a conversation, I think that really kind of set the tone for him, as opposed to trying to make an emphatic point. And I think that's some, you know, that's, as a broadcaster, you really want to feel people to feel like you are talking to them.
There'll be a second career for Olsen when that time is ready. Glad that he's back working on his first career. Lastly, for this segment, Coach, what are the keys in your mind to taking some of the momentum you had pre-bye week into your last six games?
Well, probably the biggest thing is making sure we have a good feel for the things that we do well and get better at those things. The things that we're not doing as good, improve or get rid of. And I think that'll really help catapult us as we go into these last 6 weeks.
So I'm excited, you know, to see how we respond after this bye week going away. We've had a good road percentage every time we've hit the road. I thought we played very well, you know, with the exception of Chicago. So I think we have a great test, but I think we're looking forward to it.
I think in this league, though, you got to create your own momentum and come ready to play every week. So it's a good team, a good defense, and just like every week, we're focused on us and what we can do.
Everyone in this NFL is definitely a dangerous team, because there's any given Sunday. I mean, you could be statistically better than a team, but when it comes down on Sunday, it's about who has the best game, who executes the best. So, I mean, they've played some great teams close this year, and that's not one thing that we're definitely not going to take them for granted at all.
We're just getting started on the Panthers Huddle. Coming up, we look back at the biggest moments during the first 10 weeks of the Panthers season. Also, a special homecoming for West Charlotte grad Steve Wilks, who launched an NFL career on this field of dreams. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind. Bojangles, your official tailgating headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. It's Bo time.
Time is now. We set the tone, we set the tempo for what we do today.
We have to play for each other. We got to be the reason we win tonight. No plays, no. We all we got right now. We all we got. We're going to dominate all day, every
play.
We won.
We won.
We won.
We won.
We won.
Newton's going to run, dives for the end zone, touchdown, Carolina Panthers. Draw a new shot, somersault for the touchdown. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Newton keeps, lowers his shoulder and takes it in for the touchdown.
End zone left side, leaping grab like taking candy from a little child. Touchdown, Carolina.
Makes a great move, stays in bounds. How in the new world did he do it?
Fourth down a yard. McCoy runs into 2-3 Panthers, and he didn't make it.
This defense is stingy and nasty. Ooh, Pepper, Kyle Love, KK Short, the entire defensive front was at the party. Ouch! Thomas Davis, Luke Kuechly. They are not letting you toss sweep. They are not letting you run laterally. And now they say, we're going to let you run inside.
Gano, it is good. And Carolina gets a road win in New England.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
Coach Rivera, we've learned a lot of football from you over the years, and you've told us many times that each season kind of has its own unique set of fingerprints onto it. So far, even though there's a lot of football left for your Panthers, of what are you most proud about this team?
I think the resilience. I mean, you know, we didn't have a normal training camp per se where, you know, our quarterback got to work with everybody and got a feel for it. You know, we had some injuries early on in the year. Guys didn't get to play or couldn't play, and we had other guys that had to step in and play for them, that next man up mentality. I thought those guys did a nice job for us, but we were resilient enough to keep ourselves in this position. We're 7-3 going into the home stretch. I feel real comfortable and confident that these guys have really put themselves in position.
It's a great word, resilience. How much credit do you give Cam Newton for bringing some of that resilience to your club?
I give him a lot, you know, because I think people don't understand what he went through in the offseason, having the surgery at the end of March, having to rehab the whole time and try and make sure he's staying focused and staying in tune with everything. You know, starting the season with only one really preseason game that he participated in. He was rusty, but he kept with it. He worked hard. He got things going. And, you know, again, you know, it's important that your quarterback sets the tone for your team.
Luke Kuechly quarterbacks your defense. What kind of year is he having overall?
You know, he's had a good year. He really has. You know, we missed him for a few games because of the concussion, but I thought he's handled it. He came back well. He's ready to go. Very focused, and, you know, just kind of look forward to seeing the rest of the season.
There's more to come on the Panthers Huddle. Who says you can never go home?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Our cameras follow Steve Wilks as he goes back on campus. Closed captioning for the Panthers Television Network is provided by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, helping you enjoy the sights and sounds of the NFL all season long. You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi, official soft drink partner of the Carolina Panthers and all for the Carolinas.
Today was a fun and exciting event here at Bank of America Stadium for the team's annual Giving Thanks Dinner in partnership with U.S. Foods and Delaware North.
So they get chicken tenders, they get beef sliders, a pretzel.
Children from a variety of nonprofits in North and South Carolina, including Big Brothers and Big Sisters and the Boys and Girls Club, enjoyed a wonderful evening where they had the opportunity to mix and mingle with Panthers players, Serper, and Top Cats cheerleaders.
Do you want nachos?
Nachos.
French fries.
French fries. And chicken fingers.
And chicken fingers.
That's easy.
It was a blast, you know, being able to, you know, get these kids all the kind of different little goodies and snacks that they, you know, wanted.
Nacho, what you want? Just nachos.
I got some nachos.
Hey, we ran out. I got to get two, man. Move.
It was just, you know, a fun time, you know, getting to interact with these kids and just kind of let loose and have fun.
There you go. Yeah, no problem. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
That was pretty fun, just seeing the smile on their faces, us serving them food. It was great.
We got a lot of kids that look up to us, pro athletes, and it's just a good opportunity to, you know, do things, you know, the right way and, you know, be in the community and do everything you can for people.
For a lot of people, Thanksgiving means traveling back home to see some folks, but home is just around the corner from Bank of America Stadium for Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks. Wilks, a Charlotte native, was a star prep athlete for West Charlotte High School, and our insider Mike Kraft shows us that for Coach Wilks, there really is no place like home.
It's homecoming at West Charlotte for Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks. A time to renew old acquaintances.
What's up, man? You come on over here.
How you doing, man?
Good to see you, man.
Doing good,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, how you doing?
I can't complain.
The turf at West Charlotte High School is now artificial, but the memories are real.
I can tell you, man, when I was probably in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, we were hanging out outside the fence trying to look in and watch the guys play ball and couldn't wait until that opportunity, until we had a chance to be able to put on the maroon and gold.
3 decades removed from his days under center for the Lions, Wilks still gets that look in his eyes while recounting some of his team's biggest moments.
Man, I have several great memories on this field, to be honest.
When and where?
And I'm not trying to brag.
Oh, no.
I'm not trying to brag at all. Yeah. But, you know, playing quarterback in 86 when we were playing Harding, option route to this side here. And they always teased me because I wasn't one of the guys that was really going to pitch the ball. Uh-huh. Right? But I faked the pitch and everybody went and I turned it up and went for about a 40-yard touchdown.
Old teammates also remember when.
The game that we had at Memorial Stadium.
I just told the kid that 20,000 people. I just told him that.
Oh, high school. It was 20 plus. It was 20 plus.
20,000. We sold out Memorial Stadium.
At the time, we didn't have the Panthers. We didn't have the Hornets. We didn't have no professional team. West Charlotte was the ticket. We was in.
That had to be the one of the heights of high school football.
And then he goes score the tying touchdown.
Oh, yeah? What was the play? What was the play called?
It was a bootleg. And I was telling the story earlier that everybody sort of criticized me for always never really pitching the ball. I always kept it. But Coach Harden called the play, so I didn't change it.
I didn't criticize you. How you doing, Mr. Wilks?
I'm doing great, man.
Good
How you doing?
Sir.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey,
I was telling the story earlier, man, about Anthony was talking about the game at Memorial Stadium against Harding.
The greatest one,
man. The greatest one, man.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
greatest one. And then that picture they had in the paper right here when you were lifting me up.
Lifting you up, brother. You brought it home for
oh,
me, baby.
Oh, man, that was awesome. Shoot. That was awesome, man.
Wilks' visit for the final home game serves as an inspiration to the current crop of football players.
How you doing? Steve Wilks, quarterback? Yeah, pleasure. Lead him, man. Lead him tonight, all right? I'm doing great. All right, Steve Wilks, pleasure to meet you. It's a pleasure.
One thing they will know is that making it from Mo Collins Stadium to Bank of America Stadium requires more than a 10-minute car ride.
That maroon and gold that you wear means a lot. It really does. A lot of tradition, man, and keep carrying it on, okay?
Hey, CBK on me, CBK on 3-1-2-3. CBK!
Was there any dream? I mean, there wasn't even a football team here that you could go full circle and come back and have an NFL career right here in Charlotte.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just always having the mindset of taking care of what's in front of you. Even when I started at Johnson C. Smith, Coach Acock and I, a good friend of mine, we're sitting outside the office and we're looking over at the Charlotte skyline at the time. And I told him, I said, man, one day I'm going to be coaching over there. Sure enough, you know, I came back in 2012 and it's been a great ride and I'm loving it and I'm trying to do everything in my power to make sure defensively we excel and most importantly this team excels.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLticketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers.
Just like the Carolina Panthers, the New York Jets are coming off a bye week. After a 3-2 start, the Jets have lost four of their last five games to fall to 4-6 on the year. It's time now to go into the enemy camp. The Jets have gotten good quarterback play out of 38-year-old vet Josh McCown. McCown is completing 69% of his passes, and he's thrown 14 touchdowns on the season. Overall, though, the Jets are just the 25th-ranked offense in the league, averaging about 20 points per game. Defensively, New York is ranked 21st, giving up 22 points per game. It's about what you'd expect with their record, Coach, but with the Jets coming off of a bye week like your Panthers, what do you expect from them strategically?
Well, you know, I think the guys know that this is their chance to make a push. They've got six games left to go. You know, every game's valuable. Every game's important. We all know that. And we expect a dogfight. We really do. I mean, they've got a good front seven as far as the defense is concerned. You know, they mix it up because they're a 3-4 front, and they can go into the 4-3 look as well. So, you know, we've got to be on our game in terms of what to expect from him in terms of blitzing as well. Todd Bowles is known for that. He came from Arizona where he's a very aggressive play caller as far as being a defensive coordinator. Offensively, they want to try and run the ball. They've got some good running backs. They do make things happen specifically in the running game. But then they ask Josh McCown to make things happen as a passer.
And, Coach, it's right at that, have Josh McCown make things as a passer is where we're going to focus on. Here we got empty backfield. Empty backfield set here kind of screams the ball should come out very quickly and short. But this ball comes down deep down the field. As you roll the film, this ball is deep down the field. Cover four, we see that Grimes is in great position. And maybe just a little bit, the ball should have been thrown maybe in a different direction and maybe shows a little bit vulnerability. So I want to go back to this play and see why this ball should maybe thrown somewhere else, Coach. Let's stop it right here for a second.
Well, really what's happened is Josh McCown's come out and I believe he's red quarters coverage, okay, which says that there's four guys to deep. What you've got right now is you've got these corners and these safeties basically breaking the field up into fourths. So each one of these guys is going to be responsible for a quarter of the defense, which you know. The thing that's going to be interesting about, though, is I think he was anticipating the safety, okay, staying up over the top and the corner dropping for the seven route. Because what we're going to get outside over here is we're going to get a 9-7 combination. And what that is we're going to get a guy that's going to run the deep nine route, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to get the seven route combination, right, where we get the guy coming over here and breaking to the seven. What he's anticipating more so than anything else is that the safety and corner are going to switch.
Yes.
The corner's going to start going deep, okay, with the nine route. Then he's going to drop it, come down to the seven, and what that does is that will put the safety in chase position. But Tampa looked like they locked it as opposed to switching it, and because they locked it, the corner stayed on top of the ball, was able to make the interception. So, again, I think they fooled the quarterback into throwing a deep ball when he should have really thrown the seven, which was right down here. That's where the ball should have ended up. Instead, he tried to throw the deep route, got it intercepted.
So as we roll this play right here, you see what Coach is saying is the break of the seven,
right,
you stop it right here. This is what Coach is talking about right here. This play should be thrown in there.
Exactly, because a lot of times what teams happen when they break it up in quarters, okay, they can either zone it off, which means that the corner and safety will stay in their quarters, in their zones, and what will happen is when there's a seven, now the corner will go ahead, he'll drive down, and then the safety, he's going to have to work and get up over the top. Well, what happened, though, he didn't, and that kept the corner over the top, allowed him to make the interception.
Take this play out a little bit further. You see Grimes in great position to make a play, and also the backside corner doing a great job recognizing that his guy had no responsibility and getting deep down the field.
Absolutely. This was very well played by Tampa. Again, like I said, they looked like they might have fooled the quarterback into throwing the ball deep.
And Mick, here it is. I think this team right here, a little bit desperate, a little bit, you know, just a little bit desperation, and that desperation can hurt you.
I want to ask both you guys about McCown, because the McCown brothers are known as being big, strong, good athletes, but at age 38, how mobile is Josh in the
pocket? He's very mobile. When you watch some of the things that he's done, I mean, watching the Buffalo game, he ran for a touchdown, scrambled for a couple of first downs. The guy's very athletic, got a good arm, good head on his shoulders. You know, this play's not indicative of what he's done all year, because he's thrown 14 touchdown passes. He's a good football player.
Kickoff set for 1 o'clock, MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands. Fox Pictures, our audio on the Carolina Panthers radio network station nearest you. 1-0, though, after the bye. That would have a good ring to it. Let's make it happen. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Eugene. We've run out of time for this week, and our huddle crew wants to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. So we leave you with a picture postcard, some sights and sounds from the Panthers' fourth annual tree lighting event right here at Bank of America Stadium.